or women who buy sex.
It's your opinion that the way the bill would reconstruct the law is that it is still sex blind?
Legally speaking, it's sex blind, purely legally, structurally, unless the Supreme Court is going to tell me otherwise, which as far as I know they have not, but I haven't researched it, so I can't really say that. There are certainly, I assume, and I hope I'm not overstepping my role here, but there is a certain semantic, at least a semantic point in having the two conducts in the same statute. In other words, society is, and the legislature, through this process of putting them in the same statute and calling them both the same crime, prostitution, is saying these two conducts are flip sides of the same coin, and one is, for purposes of the way society looks at it, is going to be indistinguishable from the other. If you separate them out, I'm not sure that that's necessarily the case. Certainly semantically, it may not be the case, or it's easier to make for it not to be the case. Legally, I just, it's hard to say off the top of my head whether it has an effect. I think not. When I wrote it, I thought not. I'm not positive. It looks like it's still sex blind in the legally, but I can't say for sure.
Okay. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I'd agree with Mr. Gruber. Reading the statute, I'd say it's sex blind also.
Mr. Chairman, okay. Could I say something?
Very briefly. Sure. If you want to come back up to the table.
Justice Hans Linde has explained in a paper that was sent to us that many sex discrimination suits are lost because the woman, for example, is a diesel mechanic and the male is a cook, and you can't, and they're doing different things, and you can't claim discrimination unless we're talking about the same thing. And that is one of the things which the 1973 legislature had in mind when it put prostitution in Clause A and Clause B, so that the buyer and the seller are doing the same thing, and therefore if anyone is discriminated against, there is very easy protection. Now that is not to say that nobody could win a lawsuit if this bill passed, but it would be much more difficult. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. This is a hearing and it is also a work session. Is there any motion on this bill this time? If there's no motion on the bill, then it lays on the table. Is there any further business to come before the committee? If not, we stand adjourned.